I think that, to me, holds a lot of excitement.
So do you want a fresher regular season with less of a chance to win a title, or do you want a regular season like you've had maybe the last two, but you're still...
I don't know. I think
the
it's,
favorite to win the title,
yeah, I think
hands
it's,
down.
I think it's fair, and especially because the practicality of it is if the Warriors win with Durant, then it'll feel more okay if he's not on the team next year because you've already three-peated with him.
Will in Berkeley is up next here on 95.7 The Game. Will, how are you?
How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Good to see you. Good to hear from you. Hey, man, I have two comments. One is, I can't believe we're still talking about the Warriors not being into it mentally. If you think about it, I watch literally every single Warriors game. I don't miss a game. And the fact that we're still talking about the Warriors is unbelievable to me. I mean, this is a great, amazing era that we're in right now. So,
no doubt.
When you think about defense, I mean, Draymond he had two really big steals last night, which I feel like, you know, and I see, you know, Curry flying through the air. I don't think there's any joy being lost in this team. I think what happens is we get caught up in the fact that they're not winning 82 games, and that's kind of ridiculous to me. I mean, they're 4 years in the championship era, and they're still playing like they're playing, so... Let's give them a little, you know, let's back up a little bit and give them a little, like, credit for what they're doing.
Appreciate it, Will. I agree with that.
I mean, honestly, are there people not giving them credit?
But I think people are giving them credit, but I also think there's a frustration level from a certain set of Warriors fans that they didn't win the game last night, because they would always win the game last night. And you don't lose at home to Phoenix, and not only do you not lose at home to Phoenix, but you beat Phoenix by 25, even if you don't play well, because you still have a 20-0 run that
right.
You put on them in the final 8 minutes. And in that 20-0 run, Curry hits four threes, and Klay hits another three, and Durant dunks on somebody, and Jordan Bell clowns Ayton, and Oracle's just lit. Like, that's what I think a lot of Warrior fans are missing and are wondering why that isn't around as consistently. And I think there's also
right.
a group
it's
of Warrior
funny.
Fans that are thinking, well, I don't care because this team is going to go 16-4 in the playoffs and win another title.
You know what's funny is the people who want the show, you know, the show and 75 wins and this year's drudgery.
Like they want the Warriors to embarrass the opponent, not just beat them, because that's what the Warriors did for about 3.5-4 years.
Right.
They didn't just win. They embarrassed you, and they rubbed your nose in it, and then they would smile about it after they did it.
Well, that doesn't last forever. I mean, it just doesn't. And if, you know, I get it. If this isn't good enough for you, what happens 2-3 years from now? That's you know, it's funny because the people who are so demanding of the Warriors and this is ridiculous how they, you know, they're struggling, you know, those people are actually considered, like, you know, kind of homers and positive people, but they're actually demanding more of the team than somebody who's saying, hey, let's give them a break. This is their year five. Let's not right. worry about the last 20 regular season. And that's where I'm coming from. There's no way I'm going to judge them on these last 15 games after what they've done for the last 5 years. Now, I'm also not paying $700 one night to go out there. You know, I'm not paying $700 to go see them Sunday in Charlotte, and maybe they get beat 101-90, and it's a bad game. So I don't have that perspective, but I do understand why they're not going to be doing what you're saying they did 3 years ago constantly.
Dino in Walnut Creek. Dino, you're on Warriors this week on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dino.
Hey guys, hey JD, hey Steiny, thanks for coming.
How are you, man?
Appreciate it. I'm doing good, man. Hey, you know what it is? I was trying to formulate my thoughts on this. I think it's, like, for me at least, it's two sides. Like, the first is I'm spoiled now, right? Like, after years of, like, us sucking, like, you come to expect, just like you said, Steiny, like, great expectations, right? Like, just the highest level of basketball, where everything is just super exciting and we dominate teams and there's no doubt about it. But I think the other side of it for me, though, is, like, all good things do come to an end at some point too, right? So like, while I want to appreciate it as much as I can, right? It's like, you know, they lose KD next year. Maybe they won't be as good. Or, you know, if they're losing some of these games right now, maybe this is the beginning of, you know, the dismantling. Yes, I think that's in the back of at least my mind. You know, it's like balancing those two things, right? Can we go out and snuff things out still? And do we still have the ability to turn it on when we really need to? And this year has been a little suspect, but I guess we just have to enjoy the ride. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Dino. Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
All you can do is enjoy the ride.
And I guess that's what we're talking about, people have not enjoyed the ride as much this year, maybe if at all. That's the way it sounds to me.
I mean, how many teams, and I'm just going to look at, what are the Warriors now, 51 and...
By the way, I'm starting to realize how players can never know what their record is.
Well, yeah, when the games start coming, boom, 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 boom.
If you don't, 54. Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's like if you ask an NBA player what the team's record is, they never know. And when I was covering the team, I'd be like, how do you not know? But now I realize how they not know, because I have no clue now either.
How many teams have you covered that won 55 games?
None. None.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, you can count the last couple of years when you're doing the post-game show.
Well,
I mean, you
then
can count that as covered, but that's what I mean, those, right?
Just those, yeah.
So, and how long have you covered the NBA?
Coming up on 25-ish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that,
yeah.
I mean, that's the level of what we're talking about here. In terms of just things that, greatness that you haven't seen before. Forget about championships.
Oh, right.
Just regular season greatness.
Yeah.
Just regular season greatness. I mean, how many, you know, coming from Sacramento, how many Sacramento Kings teams won 55 games? Like two, I think.
Is that it?
I think two or three. I think one year they did win 61 one year. I think they won 59 one year. I think there was one other year they were above 55.
Well, that's why I think when you look back at the Warriors, you know, this run, this dynasty, if you will, it's gonna start with the first playoff run when they didn't win it. You know, it's like, here's what I mean. You look at Basketball Reference and you start looking at playoffs. Those two years with Mark Jackson, it's going to say lost, you know, second round, Western Conference semifinals, lost, Western Conference first round, and then it's going to be like title, final. That's going to look like part of the huge success of the Warriors, even though it wasn't a title.
Oh, no doubt. No question about it. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We're out at Friedman's Appliance, the Crossroads Center, 2304 Monument Boulevard in Pleasant Hill. We're here until 1 o'clock, and we're doing it all here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors This Week, live from Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill on 95.7 The Game.
That's right, in the Crossroads Center, 2304 Monument Boulevard in Pleasant Hill. We're out here until 1 o'clock. A lot going on out here, Steiny.
I'm telling you, I just went over and took a closer look at the barbecues. I think those are...
You're transfixed.
No, I think those are too much barbecue for you. I don't think you're going to be able... You can't tame some of those barbecues over there. They're big boys. You need to know how to work some of these things.
You'd be surprised.
Hey, these aren't 8 pieces of charcoal and a match. You know what I'm saying, JD?
I know what you're saying.
All right. The one on the end is the one that is almost a work of art.
That's your speed?
No, the one on the end.
No, the one down the far end.
I got you. I mean, that... Anyway, the store is nice.
Beautiful.
Really nice inside. Yeah. So, come on down. It's a fun time. Dibley and Fortinbaugh will be coming down here, probably wreaking some havoc. And, food, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. The Red Tag sale event going on throughout the weekend. So stop by, say hi to us, say hi to Dibley and Fortinbaugh. They'll be here from 11 to 1. And we got you covered talking Warriors hoop here on 95.7 The Game. A lot of people that want to talk on the phone lines at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. And we'll start with Natasha in San Jose here on 95.7 The Game.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Natasha.
I'm a big fan. Listen, my observation is this. When did we lose our focus? When Warriors were playing inspirational basketball, I mean, we've inspired the game of basketball for not just NBA players, but for the young people. We've changed the game altogether. When did we start playing impressive basketball to win?
Say that again. When do we start playing impressive basketball again?
Yes. I mean, when we were playing basketball to inspire the game, we were
right.
Great. When we start looking at, you know, it's about winning, it's all about us, it's about impressing, you know, how many games did we win? That's when we lost our focus. If we get back to inspired basketball, I mean, you got young people that want to play defense like Draymond. You got young people that want to hit threes like Clay and Steph. When we get back to that, we'll be great again.
I'll tell you what, Natasha. Steve Kerr needs to get Natasha's number, and she should give the she should talk pregame to the Warriors tomorrow in Charlotte. That was well said. And I don't and my answer would be I don't know that you can get that back. I don't know that that kind of basketball is at your fingertips and you can just summon it whenever you want.
Well, when's it going to happen? I've actually got an answer. It's going to happen 2 weeks from today or tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you another thing. It's not going to happen for every single playoff game either.
I think you're probably right.
But for maybe
There'll
10 of them?
See, I'm thinking more stretches within games.
Okay.
And that may be all they need, JD. They don't need to play 48 minutes of great basketball night in and night out.
Look, and the Warriors were in a position where they could win games with about 8 to 12 good minutes. Great minutes.
Right.
8 to 12 great minutes, they could win a game. Regular season, even in the playoffs, even in the finals, I think at times, if they locked in for a quarter and a half, that could flip a game in their favor. The one thing that we have seen here as time has gone on, and especially this season, is those stretches don't go as far as they used to, and they're a little fewer and farther between.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Sorry, JD, a little distracted by the engineer pulling on the cord. I thought it was a snake, man. I swear to God. No, you see the cords that.
What have you been?
There are two headset cords by the side of my foot, and one starts moving because Tim was reeling it in from the other side of the table.
You thought it was a snake?
Yes. Right, like quickly. I was just like, "What? Okay, yeah, sorry. Take some calls."
Joe and Alameda, you're on 95.
You see what I mean, though, JP? Look,
Steiny's got the good stuff, Joe.
You got to simmer down there, Steiny. Anyway, guys, good to be on the show with you guys. Love your guys' show on the weekend. It's great. I'm over here at the top, and I just keep thinking about how it just feels like how we were, and I know I'm using the term we, as 49er fans in the 80s and the 90s, to the point where we just expected to go to the Super Bowl every year. We expected to win the Super Bowl every year. And, you know, reaching the championship game and failing or losing to the Cowboys or whoever it might have been in certain years was just so, so devastating. And now look at where the fan base is at now for the 49ers, right? And I just think that as Warrior fans, we got to be really careful where we are in our expectations with our team. We also have to be conscious of and remember where we just were not too long ago. And the Warriors are still playing. I don't know what people are saying in the past callers you guys have had, but the Warriors are still trendsetters in terms of this game. And I understand it's not like the 73-9 season, or it's not like seeing, you know, Steph come back from multiple ankle injuries and just completely elevate his game, and that feeling that we all had when we first saw that. I know it's an old feeling, but we also need to recognize that we're still amongst greatness and that we should still cherish these moments, because we aren't far from watching Steiny on the sideline talking about we're going to get in the draft.
And how Vontigo Cummings might just be able to play 18 minutes a game. JJ, you know what? The caller was brought up something that, in a way, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. Is there any way that the Warriors win their third in a row and it's almost...
No.
Underwhelm? Like, no. Not... it's almost...
No way.
Okay.
No chance.
All right.
No
but
chance.
But you know what I'm getting at, though? That even a third championship's going to leave some fans empty because it might...
No
what
way.
If it's not good enough? Is there a standard that even the three-peat has to reach?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think it's just you get it done and you go have a party.
Right. I mean, I agree with you, but it's kind of funny. We all acknowledge...
I mean, how many times has there been a three-peat?
Exactly, like three or four times in history.
We got the Lakers, Celtics. The Bulls did it twice, the Celtics. And the Lakers, I think, did it back when they went 4-5, right?
I don't think they did. I think they did it in the Kobe Shaq. No, because it was... Wait a minute.
Didn't they win 4-5?
Well, Celtics
not
won...
in the 80s. Like,
Celtics won... when?
I guess they didn't.
Celtics won 84... 81, 84, 86.
The Celtics, when they won 8 in a row, won 3 in a row.
Right, but I'm talking about the Showtime Lakers, I don't think
no,
won
they
3
did
in
not
a row.
Three-peat.
Okay, so then it was just the Laker team with Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah.
Minneapolis Lakers, Nash is saying.
Did. Okay.
Did it.
Okay,
thanks, Nash.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, the thing is, if it's acknowledged that it gets harder and harder and harder, it would stand to reason that the third title is going to be less aesthetically, appealing than the first one.
Well,
it's going to get harder and harder and harder.
Look at
so you have to grind more and more and more.
Look at the last three three-peats. The Lakers three-peat in 02, that was the year that they played Sacramento and probably should have got beat.
Right.
We're down 3-2 in the series, and that was when all the calls went haywire against Sacramento. Right.
Right.
That was the third year. The second Bulls three-peat. The Bulls, Jordan hits the shot in Salt Lake City, but that was a series where going back to Salt Lake City, the Bulls were going to have to win a game on the road to get it done. I mean, they were threatened in that series. And then the first Bulls three-peat, it was the same thing. They went to Phoenix, and they had to win a game in Phoenix, and Paxson hit the shot late in a game where they were a play away from basically facing a game seven. After being threatened at different points throughout that. I mean, the Bulls had to face a Game 7 in the Eastern Finals that year against Indiana. So there's been various levels of threat, I think, to teams going for the three-peat. It's been the most difficult of all the championships.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, we're witnessing it firsthand as fans and as media.
Judy in Danville. Judy, you're up next here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Judy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got you, Judy.
I am an avid Warriors fan, and I watch every single game. And what I've noticed is it's very difficult to assimilate the new person. I mean, when Kevin Durant came, it seems like it took us a while to incorporate all of the passing and stuff that the Warriors do so well. And now Cousins is here, and he's a wonderful player. However, he complicates things. And sometimes he holds the ball too long. And sometimes he tries to do too much rather than doing the passing, the quick hops from one to another. So I'm frustrated with that when he gets on the court.
Thanks for the call.
I didn't see that as a – I mean, I know – it has been an issue from time to time. I didn't see that as a big issue last night.
No, but
and
basically,
they're working through it. There's games where it does work.
I mean, we're really talking about how much to use Cousins. You want to go to – it's not easy to go to a player or a few players the perfect amount of times every game because you don't know what that number is going to be or going into a game. Sometimes – You want Cousins to, to be in the low post and take 16 or 18 shots. Maybe another game, it's clicking in other areas and he's at the high post swinging the ball side to side or hitting cutters. That's going to be, to me, one of the big kind of tells to the Warriors winning it or not. Can they figure out how best to use Cousins? And can Cousins figure out the best way to fit into this team. And you know what? It's probably going to be something different night to night. It's not going to be, oh, the playoffs start, all of a sudden Cousins is the go-to guy on the team. No. But he may be a go-to guy at various points in the postseason. And those nights, he may help you win games that are very easy to see.
Let's get to Moose in San Jose, and then Mark Spears is going to join us after that. Moose, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Moose.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just got to make a quick comment, two things. One, on the excitement level of the team.
Oh, we're losing Moose.
Moose, give it. Yeah.
We're going to have to. We'll get Moose back on a little bit later here. But yeah, we're out at Friedman's Appliance. Good stuff till 1 o'clock. Joe Fortenbaugh, Dan Dibley are going to be by at 11. And man, they are just getting set up here. All the barbecues lined up, the grills.
Pizza, too.
Yeah.
Pizza.
A lot going on. Stop by, say hi to us, as Don in Concord did.
Yeah.
Earlier, Don.
Caller to shows. Says he calls the morning show.
Yeah, he said hi to you, took a picture.
Well, he did?
Yeah, there's a picture.
When?
He lined up and took a picture with you. Yeah.
I wasn't. Oh, yeah, first of all, I wasn't aware. Secondly, it wasn't authorized.
We're doing the show. It was authorized. It was.
Usually people. That's my permission. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't want to be plastered all over the internet.
All right, let's go to Gene. Gene in Oakland. Andre in Oakland. From Gene to Andre. Andre, you're on 95.7 The Game.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I just wanted to touch on something that you guys just kind of spoke on. It was a question that is there a possibility that the Warriors win the championship and there's still some letdown? Well, I'm one in that group that believes, yeah, that's possible. You can
really
win the championship.
Yeah, wow.
I expect the Warriors to win the championship, but I mean, it's not going to be like that for every fan. But maybe if you're the hardcore fan, if you're the basketball historian, you know, we got to remember we were sold that this is going to be the best team ever to play in the NBA. This was supposed to be starting five All-Stars. This was supposed to be something that, you know, for a lifetime that I can talk about. You know, I was in the Bay Area and I went to games when that team played, and right now that's at jeopardy. Even with the championship, the story could be different. The story could be they struggled and won it, or, you know, they were doubted and won it, or there was turmoil, there was free agency. I mean, you know, a lot of that stuff kind of goes off with history. But, I mean, there's even people that question that if this is the best starting five ever assembled. And, I mean, just from that perspective, there could be a little letdown because I think to a certain extent we were kind of sold that would be the case. And right now, that 73-win team is kind of the best Warriors. Or actually, maybe last year. I don't know. It's in question now. This was supposed to be it. And who knows? So in terms of, like, historical greatness, there's a reason we still talk about the Bulls. And as Warrior fans, we kind of want that for this year. We want to, without question, say this is the best team that ever was assembled, that ever played on an NBA court. And that might not be the case. So it could be let down even with championships.
All right. Thanks, Andre. Appreciate the call. That's surprising to me. That really is.
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, he's a longtime fan, and you would almost think longtime fans would understand it's, but he, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, Andre.
Let's get to our
high
first
expectations,
guest.
Just like the next guest.
Senior NBA writer, ESPN The Undefeated, Mark Spears, joining us here, 95.7 The Game. What's going on, Spears?
Man, that was a good caller, man. I'm sitting here listening.
And how about that? I'm going to throw that one at you. I mean, is there a way that a team wins a championship, this Warriors team, and it's underwhelming? I mean, Andre kind of laid out the template for that, I suppose. But, I mean, that kind of boggles my mind.
The one thing about the NBA, man, is it's a soap opera, man. It's a long season. There's just so many ups and downs, you know. And with every game that the Warriors play, it's magnified. like no other, because who they are, who's on the team, the history that's at stake, which is beautiful for all of us media. It's beautiful for the fans, because there were so many years of horrible that I'll never forget. So with every game, it's like such a big deal. And then, but if they win tomorrow and they beat Denver, then
right,
like all the angst of today is forgotten. And, you know, I remember when I covered Arkansas's football and basketball team, Nolan Richardson had just brought the team to two Final Fours. And he would say that he created a monster. And it's hard to feed the monster of what expected after success. And that's what the Warriors have created. They've created this big monster. And so no matter what happened, you know, everything is such a magnified and big deal. But until we get to the finish line, it's really going to be interesting to see if what we're crying about today really mattered or not.
Yeah, that's well stated. I mean, the one thing I'm starting to think about, Mark, is this thing's been going pretty long, really. I mean, they're on the verge of five straight finals appearances. But even before that, you know, they went to the playoffs under Mark Jackson two straight years. And I do think there's something there about people knowing it's going to end at some point, whether it's this year or even in 3 years. But we all kind of know they're playing with house money because it's gone a while anyway.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, if one thing I would say to the fans is, like, smell the coffee on this. You know, LeBron's not going to the playoffs. So if you're a LeBron fan, your expectations are finals. Everything
yeah.
is elite. And now you don't need, just in an instant, he's not even going to the playoffs. There, I hate to say it, but there will be a day that comes where Steph doesn't make it again, you know?
Yeah.
So this is something that, do you remember the time when we thought the 49ers were always going to be the greatest?
Right.
Like they're always going to be on top. They were the model franchises. I mean, it all goes in cycles. So, you know, smell the coffee on this. Enjoy this. Enjoy every day. Stop worrying about what Durant's going to do on July 1st or where Clay's going. I mean, there's a lot of teams that would love to have the Warriors' problems. And these are, and with all this being said, they're 51-24 in first place. And with all due respect to the teams of the past, I think the league is better. I think the teams are high, getting up higher for the Warriors. They've prepared themselves better for the Warriors. The competition is greater. And so while their team is much better, they got these other super teams that have built themselves better to compete against them.
Mark, I'll get your take on the two calls at the end of the ball game last night. You got Durant going up for the three, where the foul is called on the floor when the Warriors were expecting and Durant was expecting that to be a four-point play opportunity to maybe win the game. And then you've got Durant called for holding up Karl Anthony Towns on an inbounds pass that sails out of bounds on the other side of the floor. What did you think of those calls in those situations and then the Warriors' frustration level with them after the game?
It's got to be disappointing for the Warriors because there's just so much at stake right now. You know, obviously they're tied 1-2 in the West with Denver. They face them Tuesday. And I think there's this perception like the Warriors got this easy road. I mean, yeah, they have the better strength of schedule, but the Warriors only have, what, two home games left, right?
They actually have there's a couple that are kind of sneaky in there. There's actually four, believe it or not. But
I mean, I'm talking about as far as 500 teams and stuff.
Oh, like yeah, yeah. Oh, I got, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean, but four home games left. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but these games matter, man. Like, we can't just assume that the Warriors are going to slide to first. Denver is on their tail, even with a little tougher schedule. And these referees got to be better right now, man. It's hard. I understand that they got all these different, you know, cameras, and I was going nuts watching the NCAA tournament yesterday and 5 minutes to figure out a call. And but if you watch this, and you guys have been around the NBA for a while, how many of these referees do you guys recognize?
Fewer and fewer each year. No doubt.
And the thing is there's so many, like, veteran guys, like Jazzy, Pavetta, Crawford, that are gone. Eddie Rush. Like, we knew these guys. We saw these guys for decades, and they're gone. And you, like, this guy that they're talking about, I ain't never heard of him.
I actually hadn't either.
Murat Kogut.
How much experience does this guy have? So the problem with the NBA right now is you got so many, like, inexperienced young referees. Like, Zach Sarver is like an OG now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And we remember when he was a rookie that was trying to figure it out.
So you got a lot of, you know, referees going through growing pains, still trying to figure out. And unfortunately for today's NBA, they got to grow, teams got to grow with these referees, and mistakes like these are going to be made. And these are detrimental mistakes.
Yeah, Spears, I got Dickinson saying Zarba wasn't a good ref early in his career.
He was awful early in his career.
I thought he came up. I thought he was pretty good right away. But
my point is, he figured it out. Okay. You know.
But like early in his career, nobody wanted to see an Ed Molloy. You'll take Ed Molloy right now. You'll take Ed Molloy in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not making fun of him. I mean, he's gotten better too. But no, I definitely know what you mean.
Yeah, no, it's a whole new day and a new crop, and I wouldn't be surprised if 50% of the referees have less than 5 years experience.
Yeah,
and the number might be higher than that.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you this: we're 2 weeks before the playoffs start. Who in the West is going to be, do you think, the biggest challenge to the Warriors? And I know we've been asking this all year, but it's getting more and more important as the time comes.
Yeah, I would think Houston, only because they're the only one that has confidence against them, despite what happened in the last game. In Houston, they believe to a man that they should have won it and would have won it with Chris Paul. Nobody
right.
has that confidence against them. Denver, I'll see it when I believe it. You know, they just haven't been there. Playoffs are different. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make it to the West Finals despite their seeding. Portland, man, Dame should be getting MVP consideration. He put this team on his back. They're doing amazing things under the circumstances, but they just don't have enough. And losing Nurkic is critical. It's a critical loss. Well, Utah could be surprising. The Clippers, we got to start appreciating them. You know, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, they're all capable. But the only team where I think the Warriors are like, all right, I mean, we better show up for this. I mean, they got to show up for them all, but they better be on their heels a little bit to me as the Houston Rockets.
Mark, great stuff. We always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Mark Spears joining us here on 95.7 The Game as we broadcast live from Friedman's Appliance. Stop by, say hi. It's J.D. and Steiny with you till 1 o'clock.
Now back to Warriors This Week, live from Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson, Matt Steinmetz with you here until 1 o'clock as we are out in Pleasant Hill. Friedman's Appliance, Crossroads Center, 2304 Monument Boulevard to be exact, as their red tag sale is going on throughout the weekend. We're going to be out here for a couple of hours, and I haven't seen Dibley yet, but Dibley and Fortenbaugh should be rolling in here in the next 5-10 minutes or so, and they're going to hang out until 1 o'clock. So we may have Dibs and Fortenbaugh throwing a headset for a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we might.
All right.
We may or may not.
Yeah, it'll be our decision.
It'll be your decision, really.
Oh. Okay. We can do that. Look, we'll make it a game time decision.
You get something to eat? They got the
not yet.
The grills
not
lined
yet.
Up.
Not
and
yet.
Everything's cooking.
It, the
starting
decision,
to smell real good
yes,
out there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. JD, I also got... I got an inside peek inside the store, and what time is it? Is it 11 yet?
Yeah, it's 10 till.
Okay, we still got a little while. Second half of the show, here at a Freedman Appliances, they not. I mean, they've got everything. They got barbecues. They got refrigerators. They've got washer dryers. But they also have like thing they had over there that I saw. They got this big bar. It's basically like
Ooh,
a bar.
Okay.
And it's
now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, and it's really not. And JD, they got the taps working already.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
The
yeah.
taps are working.
Yeah, the taps are working. It's just
like it's a fully functional.
That's correct, and it's a big rectangle like a bar, but it's really nice, and it's got wood around the edges, and it seats I would say about 6 to 8, and the back part of the bar has a sink, and it's got. Ice maker in the back. It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, I'm just counting out. Janet's out here. It's one, yeah. two, we got, yeah, three. Yeah, it's about when Dibs and Fortenbaugh get out here, it's about our group.
Yeah, but I'd rather do it with people other than Fortenbaugh and Dibley. You know, just people that come through. We'll sit around with them.
Lots to react to today. We're talking about the Warriors' loss last night in Minnesota. 131-130 in overtime. We're talking about a couple of controversial calls at the end of that one. And we're also talking about the Warriors and how they finished this season with 7 games to go and on into the playoffs, because we've had a couple of calls today just highly critical and disappointed in the Warriors' regular season. And it turned even at one point to, well, is there a scenario where they could win the championship and have it be a little underwhelming, essentially?
Yeah, I mean,
based on how they actually do it, which I'm not down with that at all.
Well, I'm not down with it. I just threw the question out there, and then I think it was Andre that said, you know, yeah, he could kind of see it.
I didn't think we would have one person call to say that there could be a championship that would be underwhelming.
Well, I'm a little surprised, but I know what he was saying. He was saying that this team, going into this particular season, forget the history, forget the fact that they've won 2 in a row. This particular team was billed as having maybe the greatest starting 5 of all time. So, hey, Guru said a lot. This may be the greatest team of all time ever assembled. Greatest team of all time.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't been. Can we agree on that?
It hasn't been, although, again, I mean, DeMarcus Cousins has been back for, what, 2 months?
Right.
And, I mean, I think it was probably a little bit extreme.
Because you were never going to get Cousins in his prime.
You weren't getting DeMarcus Cousins of 2 years ago.
Right.
And you're also probably – you're not getting DeMarcus Cousins of a year from now, even.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right about that.
Or a year and a half from now.
But the names and the credentials obviously make this one of the greatest teams of all time, starting 5.
And so, as a few people have pointed out this year when I've said, well, you got your lineup out there with 4 All-Stars. You got your lineup out there with 5 All-Stars. And inevitably, there'll be callers or people on Twitter that'll hit me with, JD, this team has 3 All-Stars this year, not 5, not 4.
Right.
Based on
right.
And, you know, Clay, it looked like probably wasn't going to be an All-Star for a good portion of the first 3 months of the year. He got hot in January, and that put him in the game. But at one point, people were even saying, well, no, this team's only got 2, just Curry and Durant for this year. Now, Clay's
right.
clearly joined them, but it's not all maybe that it's been advertised as in terms of, like you say, the credentials of individual players.
So from that perspective, I do get it. I do get it. This hasn't been the greatest team of all time. In fact, it's been a really good team this year, but that's it. I don't even think it's been the best Warrior team that we've seen. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Is this team better than last year's team?
No.
I think they are.
Well, I mean, how do I want to put this? They still can be. I don't think they have been. Up until this point, I don't think they have been. I think they still might.
I actually think this team has the potential to get really hot in the playoffs.
See, I don't.
And maybe they selectively know when they can give a game up.
Right.
Or maybe they give a game up that you're not expecting, kind of like they've done a lot in the regular season. You know, maybe they do drop a home game in the first 2 of a couple of series, and you're thinking, well, uh-oh, what's going on? And it's 1-1, and they go on the road, and they have to get that game back. And then it winds up extending a series maybe beyond what you would think.
I mean, the question I have is, you know, we saw it last year. You don't necessarily need to take momentum into the postseason. But if the Warriors finish this thing out 3-4 or 3-3, I will be less likely to think they're just going to roll through the playoffs. I don't think they're going to roll through the playoffs. I think they're going to...
Define roll, though, because I could see them winning every series in five.
Yeah, I
would that be roll through?
Yeah, that would be roll through.
Okay.
That would be roll through.
16-4, 4-1, 4-1, 4-1.
I think they'll have... I think they may have a six-game series and a seven-game series of their four, if they, you know, win it all.
Two?
Yeah, 2-6, 1-6 and 1-7, something like that.
Okay.
All right. I mean, last year we'd have to say they didn't roll through.
Right? Because the difference between a short series and a long series is whether you play a sixth
game
versus a fifth game.
It might only be one play. You know what I mean?
And it's a hard-fought six.
Well, the reality could be...
handled them in five.
There are some fives that are tougher than sixes.
Yeah.
You know, depending on who's the home team when... You know, when game six is played.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. That's the phone number to participate. And that's where Moose rechecks in with us here. Moose out in San Jose. You're on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Moose.
Hey, fellas. Sorry about that. So I wanted to say my biggest thing on the excitement level of the team is it's not the entire game. It's been the fourth quarter alone, pretty much like the last 5 minutes of the game. In the past years, you used to think, oh, we may be down by six, 5 minutes left, no problem. Up by four, 5 minutes left, no problem. Now it's like, oh, we're down by six. What's going to happen here, 5 minutes left? We don't a little uncertainty in that. The other thing is last night, I got to say, it kind of pushed me over the edge with this whole complaining to the ref thing. Showing up that ref after Steph made that last three, that's just such a bad look to me. And I think that kind of plays a part in him making that call against KD. As much as it was a foul, that's not a foul you call with 5 seconds left to determine the game. But I do think them pointing in the ref's face, Iggy laughing in the ref's face, all that, as much as they may have been, in the right to be unhappy about it, that's such a bad look in my opinion. And I just want to hear what you guys think on that.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it had anything to do with the final call that was made. But yeah, Curry absolutely showed up the ref after he knocked down the shot. It was almost like we were watching the game. So Durant hits the three.
Yep.
You're thinking it's a 4-point play. They wave it off. They say nope, ball on the side. And then Curry hits the three. And then Curry his little dance was directed right at the official. Like I just did it anyway. Kind of almost ball don't lie.
Right. Yeah, I mean. Look, I'm a big defender of officials, as people know. I made some very questionable calls. If the Warriors want to say they got screwed last night, that's fine. That's kind of what I mean. I mean, the outcome to me doesn't really matter because the Warriors have already said it's all about health. And okay, it may mean that they got to beat Denver on Tuesday, or if they, you know, if they lose it by one game, the home court, this would be the game. I get all that, but let me tell you something. When Andre Iguodala walks off the floor with Kevin Durant and they're laughing, obviously it's not the most serious thing in the world.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. It's John Dickinson, Matt Steinmetz, Warriors this week here on 95.7 The Game. Let's go to Duran in Union City. Duran, you're up next here on Warriors this week.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for the call. I just wanted to say 95.7, number one, yes.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
I wanted to just touch a little bit on Golden State basketball. That was a game yesterday. Man, what a game. 131-130, I believe, was the final score?
Yep.
Yeah, man, that felt like a playoff game with Minnesota. I got to admit, the Wolves are getting a little bit better compared to past seasons. But the Warriors, man, that Kevin Durant 4-point play, that should have counted. I was kind of stunned that it didn't work out, but it's okay. I mean, I still got a lot of faith in my team. I do have a good feeling that the Warriors can still win another championship. It's going to be a challenge, not going to be easy, but yeah, there's a lot of luck and hope on their side. And yeah, for this situation coming with the playoffs, I think we just got to just keep playing our ball and just pass it. And I have a extravagant feeling that the Warriors will do a good job for this playoffs.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1, KGMZ, San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. We move into hour number three of the program here, Warriors This Week, JD and Steiny, as we broadcast live from Pleasant Hill, Friedman's Appliance, to be more specific, 2304 Monument Boulevard. We're out here for another 2 hours. Stop by, say hi to us as we continue this program, talking about the Warriors last night in Minnesota, talking about the Warriors' final seven games with, what, four of those on the Oracle Hardwood, including tomorrow against Charlotte. And talking about the officiating, and you didn't see fully what Curry
did.
And I mean, he hopped and skipped and then pointed
right
at the official.
In real time, I didn't see it. I just did see the replay.
Yeah, we reran it while we were talking.
I mean,
to
that could have been a technical foul. What Curry did to the official.
I mean,
pointed just, right at him.
I mean, just like, yeah, that's for you. I had to hit that shot because you screwed up.
I didn't see that. That was interesting. Hey, JD, the one thing, I don't know if it was Andre or not, or somebody after Andre, talking about the Houston, it was Spears. I asked him, you know, who he thinks the toughest challenge is to the Warriors, and he says he still thinks it's Houston, and I agree with him. And he talked about Houston has confidence. They have confidence that they can beat the Warriors. And I was just imagining Warrior fans when Spears said, you know, they think they can beat the Warriors. I think Warrior fans kind of roll in their eyes, like Houston can't beat us. And that the Warrior fans may be right, but the only way any team can ever beat the Warriors is if they think they can beat them. And it almost doesn't matter whether they can or they can't, because the first thing you have to do is believe you can. And even if you can, but you don't believe it, you won't do it.
Right.
So the fact that I do believe the Rockets are different than other teams in that regard.
You think they're the only team?
Yes, I do.
They're the only team that believes they can beat the Warriors.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I don't think Denver does. You know what? Oklahoma City probably does. But they're such a low IQ team that's their own stupidity.
Right. And
you like might, they believe it, but they believe it because they're not smart enough to understand that they can't.
Thank you. Thank you. It was like, yeah, exactly. And now, the second best team in the NBA may come from the Eastern Conference. But I'll tell you right now, even whether you're Boston, you're Philly, you're not saying, you don't know. You're like, all you say, if you're like the Milwaukee Bucks, you say to yourself, you know, if we play well, we can probably beat them. You don't know, though. You don't know.
Yeah, I think Denver's in the same category.
Exactly. But no team in the East knows they can beat the Warriors. They don't. They think they can.
What about LeBron? Oh, wait, that's not going to matter.
But how about Spears saying something that I hadn't even thought of?